If you're a pork farmer or any other food producer, I imagine you are acutely aware that the food sector, just like every other aspect of our lives, is going through uncertain times. Our thoughts are with all those who have lost loved ones to coronavirus. For many, the lockdown has seen a huge upheaval in all of the basics which we take for granted. Empty shelves in the supermarkets were almost unheard of before the pandemic, and then suddenly, for a while, they became a familiar sight. People's cooking habits have changed, with more time on our hands, home baking and batch cooking taking over from grabbing a bite on the run. Things have changed then, for the short term at least. And today's topic is the latest marketing campaign from AHDB Pork, which has been devised and launched to help the sector. But why? What's the state of play in pork sales? And why is AHDB starting 6 weeks of marketing activity? And is it only the pork sector which is facing challenges? Lots of questions then. I'm John Bates, and thank you for listening to this AHDB podcast. I'll be joined in a few moments by Christine Watts from AHDB. She heads up the marketing activity and wants to share some insight about what's going on in the food sector. Christine, I mentioned that you're the marketing chief at AHDB, but also you and your family are farmers. So it'd be fair to say that working for AHDB is more than just a job.
Yes, and good afternoon, John. Thank you for inviting me to join you. And you are right, working for AHDB is more than just a job. We've had some real personal changes at home because of COVID-19 and the crisis. Just on a personal note, my daughter, Megan, who's just 17, should have been doing A-levels. They were cancelled. She'd got time on her hands, and many farmers are facing challenges in terms of labour availability. So she now has new skills and is able to drill spring crops. So something new to her bow, and new for her CV, but not an A-level in it. So, but a change for us all.
Well, yeah. But anyway, listen, developing agricultural skills is really important. So I don't know whether that will stand her in good stead to replace the A-level. But anyway, good luck with that. Give me some context, if you would, about how coronavirus has impacted, the farming industry and shopping habits.
Well, I think any consumer can readily recognise that things are not the same. Who would have thought, given 4 weeks ago, that we would queue in an orderly fashion outside of a retail store for even the most basic of items? And those disrupted supply chains go not just from the retail end, the sharp end that a consumer sees, but back through the supply chain where deliveries of fuel, deliveries of spare parts to enable crops to be harvested have been impacted, where there's been disruption in terms of ways of working on farm or within a processor. Social distancing has had to be adopted, new hygiene precautions. All of those changes that we've seen just in our day-to-day lives as consumers get amplified when you get out onto farm or into a dairy or a meat processing situation. And that disruption has also been manifest in the way we have shopped. So we have seen an extra 1.4 billion was spent on food and drink in the 4 weeks up to the 22nd of March 2020. Well, how much is that? Well, really, that is the same volume spent on food and drink in March as we spent at Christmas.
Yeah, that's a massive change. And the supply chain has obviously had some difficulty initially catching up with consumer demand. But then some other things have changed as well in terms of habits. So what's AHDB been doing to tackle the issues?
Yeah, so the other big change, of course, which we're all acutely aware of, is the closure of the food service sector. So McDonald's, Greggs, these companies and businesses take a significant amount of British meat, dairy, potato, cereal products, and they were closed overnight. To redirect that supply into retail is quite a complicated business, and we've been working with the retailers, with processors, with the supply chain to help to get that done. If you put it into just one example, so pork, Usually food service outlets, so sausage rolls in Greggs, that kind of market space and place, account for 14% of all pork sales in terms of volume in the UK. That market was gone with no warning, and we had to make alternative arrangements.
So you've the plan from AHDB's point of view then is to kick off a national advertising campaign, is it?
Yeah, so two things. The key thing that we have done is that we have looked at where we are seeing excess in terms of supply that's not readily being picked up through other avenues for consumers to enjoy pork. The main area, it has been shoulder. That's also been impacted because we have seen some disruption in terms of exports going into China and some displacement by in export markets with more product coming from the US as well. So complicated global trade flows, complicated domestic market. And what that means is we have seen that we have got an excess of pork shoulder. The nice thing about pork shoulder, it's one of those products that you can really enjoy when you've got time on your hands. It's a slow cook and absolutely delicious as pulled pork. But the best thing about it is, you know, many of us consumers have more time on our hands because we're in lockdown. And so it's a new recipe and a new skill that we can enjoy.
Okay, so that explains why the pulled pork campaign. Let's broaden this out a little bit then and just talk about some of the other areas, because I know on the beef side there's been a big campaign around steak.
Yes, you're right. We've launched, John, a new campaign called Make It Steak. The campaign is in conjunction with the Quality Meat Scotland and HCC in Wales. And we've come together to give a new national campaign that will go across social and print media and also TV. It's all about connecting consumers again who are having to enjoy all their meals at home and are looking for inspiration. It's giving them a new idea about steak and giving you a moment when you can perhaps treat yourself.
Yeah, okay. And my mouth is watering, I have to say. I'm still thinking about that pulled pork. But let's think about dairy for a moment, because there's been a lot of national press coverage of the plight of dairy farmers. Is AHDB trying to help there too?
Yeah, AHDB absolutely recognises that for a cohort of dairy farmers who supplied exclusively into food service, so, you know, those wonderful moments that we enjoyed when we went out and had a nice milky coffee, that they were having to literally waste the milk that they were producing. And with that, we did quite a lot of detailed market insight and analysis with the market insight team at AHDB to understand which farmers were impacted, where there were opportunities through our processors and retailers to actually make a difference and help in driving demand of primarily milk with consumers. Replacing the time when you would have enjoyed your milk consumption out of home with friends, enjoying a Costa or a Starbucks. Now, how do we give you that chance to have virtually that time in your day where you connect socially and enjoy a milk moment, enjoy a drink, pick up a phone, have the phone, have the drink, and actually get that moment of connection. It's a really exciting new campaign that we'll be launching. We are working as well with charitable partnership around mental health and well-being, recognising that for many people during this time, it's quite isolating, particularly if you live alone. And we're just wanting to say, enjoy a milk moment and reconnect. And I'm really delighted that we've had huge support from processors, from Dairy UK, AHDB, and the governments of Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England.
So food, meat and dairy is it's a huge part of our lives, obviously. And I guess experiencing lockdown as we are, as you quite rightly said, there's a bit more time on our hands to enjoy some of these things and make a little bit more of an effort. In terms of that effort from the marketing campaign's point of view, it also absorbs quite a lot of money. So there's a big spend attached to these things. I wonder whether you can just let the listeners understand what sort of money is being invested in these campaigns.
Yes, John. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's a significant investment to enable us to reach our consumers, to give them recipe inspiration during this time whilst they are at home and looking for new ideas to feed the family. To help with that recipe inspiration and in thinking about their budgets as well, as well as cooking ideas. And we collectively across the governments that I've already mentioned, Dairy UK, AHDB, Quality Meat Scotland, HCC, and indeed Red Tractor as well, have invested well over £3 million in the last 3 to 4 weeks since this crisis kicked off, really ensuring that we have got promotional activity that connects the products that we're producing with the consumers who are at home and looking for inspiration.
Okay, Christine, thank you. I'll turn now to my second guest, who is Carl Pendlebury. Carl, you work on market development with AHDB. And I think what Christine was just outlining there is that there's multi-million pounds worth of campaigns going on in order to get consumer attention and shoppers' attention on different products and so on. You're spending time talking to butchers and chefs. Tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for inviting me onto the podcast. My role is quite a small part in this, talking to the high street butchers and chefs of the food service. It's quite a difficult time for the chefs being closed down, but what they really respect is and understand is that they need to help the farmers to be in place so as that when they're back up and running, that they've got a product to come back through into food service. So they're delighted to actually create content for social media, whether that be around pulled pork, whether that be around steaks, whatever we ask them to do, they're actually coming forward and producing that and posting that out well. For the high street, we're actually developing a series of kits, which are recipe kits that go out to the high street. And also the farm shops can apply for those. You know, we will send ours out to farm shops to display and give out to the customers.
So this is point of sale material, is it?
It is point of sale material. There's usually four recipes in one of these kits and a small poster. The pulled pork one, which is due to go out in early May, to just over 2,000 high street butchers. For the farm shops, there's an email address that they can send in to request a kit, which is butcherskit@ahdb.org.uk. And I'm sure that link will be put onto the website as well so that they can actually find that for us. The recipes in there go from the simple pulled pork all the way through to the family feast, which is a great inspiration for those. And you know, let's not forget that pulled pork now is an all year round occasion. It's not just for a dull dark night, it's an all year round occasion that actually can top burgers, it can actually mix and match and interchange with other proteins. It's absolutely fantastic. We've engaged a top flight chef to produce a short time lapse video to show how easy it is to produce this, and that will be on the Love Pork website.
Okay, you made some reference to social media, and I know that there are lots of examples of kitchen triumphs and also some disasters, I think it'd be fair to say. Are chefs avid users of social media?
Oh, yes. They like nothing better to show off skills. They like nothing better to try and inspire others to actually achieve more in the kitchen and do more for themselves. It's not all about going out for the chefs. The actual passion is about the food, the quality, and the actual provenance of the food that they're using.
So for our listeners then, if like me, they're not terribly confident in the kitchen, you know, you can help. And this point of sale material, these recipes, are there videos and content like that that I can see?
Yes, definitely. You know, if you particularly on Facebook and Twitter, if you search out the hashtag Make It Steak, there's a whole plethora of short videos and photographs to help you. As the pulled pork campaign comes forward, this will be a hashtag of perfect pulled pork. It's not always about searching one person or one business. The hashtag will bring all that information to you.
Okay, Carl, that's fantastic. I'll just come back to Christine, if I may, for the final word. Christine, you've spoken a lot about the investment and some of the research and the issues that have been faced because of coronavirus. Should farmers be happy with all the marketing activity? And if so, how can they get involved?
John, I think we should absolutely recognise that the industry's come together in delivering these campaigns, that we've had farmer engagement, we've had the processors, we've had fantastic support from our retail colleagues, and they can really get involved by just doing what Carl has suggested, by going onto social media, looking up the hashtags of perfect pulled pork, looking up hashtag make it steak, going onto our website of Simply Beef and Lamb, and sharing all of the information that they are seeing. The other thing that they can do is by encouraging that consumers and friends also look out for the Red Tractor, because that's their assurance of the standards that the food is being produced to. And I think there's plenty there. There's lots of inspiration and ideas, and there's lots of choices for all budgets and all family sizes and tastes. And I would say, please go and enjoy the campaigns.
Okay, Christine, thank you very much. So just to reiterate then, for any more information about AHDB marketing activities, please visit the website. There's lots of other content there as well to help you manage your business under the cloud of coronavirus. So visit ahdb.org.uk. My guests were Christine Watts and Carl Pendlebury from AHDB. Thanks to podcast producer Aisha Shabnam. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.